Twin Cities Stage presents Monty Python's Spamalot, with music by John Dupre and books and lyrics by Eric Idle. The zany musical mixes Monty Python mania with the King Arthur legend and the best of Broadway, and it opens Friday night, November 8th at the Arts Council Theater. Spamalot will run through the 24th with evening performances at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets are $22 with discounts for seniors and students. Twin City Stage director Gene Johnson reminds us what made the Pythons so great.
They had no fear. They would try anything. They let their imaginations run wild. They had no trouble playing women, playing people very different than themselves. They had no fear of being silly. Silly was almost what they aspired to in some of these sketches. And they were very brave. Most people would not take the chances these guys did, particularly as unknowns, because if you want to build a career, you don't go out there and jump off a ledge. But these guys, they weren't worried about having a career. They were just out there trying to do what they thought was funny.
Yeah.
And created some outstanding sketches and wonderful characters that we'll be probably talking about 100 years from now.
Hello? Are you ready?
Yes.
Then we'll begin.
What's a everyone's got a favorite. What's a favorite shtick, a favorite skit from the Monty Python
For
years?
For some reason, I have always liked the silly walk sketch with Cleese. There's just something so insane about that. And yet it works. It just works so well. It's so funny. But gosh, there's so many. The cheese shop, which everybody knows, never has the cheese that the person wants.
Yeah.
They've got every other cheese in the world, but not just the plain cheese that the guy wants. The pet store with the dead parrot is wonderful. I mean, there's just so many of them. They go on and on and on.
I can't think of any other group where you just mentioned a skit, and I'm already in tears over here. I mean, and who could pull it off besides, someone of the caliber of John Cleese and that level of deadpan.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, you look at Fawlty Towers that he did long after Python. It is brilliant, and most people think it went on forever, and it was only, 13 episodes or something?
Isn't that scary?
And yet it's still brilliant in every one of them. There wasn't a bad episode in it. The writing was wonderful. The performances were incredible. Great show.
Now, Spamalot obviously picks up the torch from the hit movie The Holy Grail, but much more than that. There's a lot going on in terms of their take on Broadway, for starters.
Yeah, and that's part of it. It is spoofing Broadway. Several of the numbers are direct spoofs of either a Broadway style or an actual Broadway show. But they also bring a couple of little bits in it now and then from the TV show that weren't in Holy Grail, just little. Only the people that watch Python a lot will pick up on them. But the whole show is a spoof of musicals, really, in its own way. I mean, one song in particular in the show is a song like you hear in every musical. It's what the song is. And it's hilarious, and at the same time, it's so true. There is a song like that in almost every musical.
If life seems really wrong, there's something you've forgotten.
Twin City Stage director Gene Johnson. Monty Python's Spamalot, with music by John Dupre and books and lyrics by Eric Idle, comes to the Arts Council Theater in Winston-Salem Friday night, November 8th, where it'll run through the 24th with evening performances at 8 and Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets are $22 with discounts for seniors and students, and you'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. And while you're there, you can check out Twin City Stage actors Mark Lane, who plays King Arthur, Justin Bulla, who plays Sir Robin, and Savannah Lee Mumford, who plays the Lady of the Lake. They'll perform a hilarious short scene from Spamalot. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.